From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Palestinians Tuesday marked Nakba or catastrophe, the day 70 years ago the State of Israel was founded, and hundreds of thousands of Palestinians fled or were expelled. At least two more Palestinians were killed Tuesday, a day after nearly 60 died, and hundreds were wounded in protests along the Gaza-Israel frontier. Palestinians also clashed with police near Jerusalem's Damascus Gate. Israel has come under withering international criticism for its lethal use of force. Nikolai Mladenov, the UN Mideast envoy, said such force must be only used as a last resort.
It must protect its borders, but it must do so proportionally and investigate every incident that has led to a loss of human life.
He also called on Hamas to avoid using protests to plant bombs and create provocation. U.S. State Department spokesperson Heather Nauert lamented the loss of life, but directed fire at Hamas and its treatment of the people of Gaza.
We have had many Gazans who have suffered from the loss of medical care, not being able to have access to enough medical care, not having access to consistent electricity, food, jobs, and many other things as well. The misery that is faced by people in Gaza is because of a result of Hamas.
The UN Security Council met on the violence Tuesday, but was unable to come up with a joint statement. Palestinian UN envoy Riyad Mansour condemned what he called the odious massacre committed by Israel and demanded a transparent, independent international inquiry. A Senegalese student was killed Tuesday in clashes with police at a university in the northern city of Saint-Louis during protests over grant payments. News of the death prompted protests elsewhere in the West African country. This is VOA News. North Korea Wednesday canceled high-level talks with South Korea, suggesting the planned June 12 meeting between Kim Jong-un and President Donald Trump could be in jeopardy over ongoing joint U.S.-South Korean air combat drills and what it called one-sided demands for denuclearization. The official Korean Central News Agency denounced the nearly two-week exercise as an intentional military provocation, to which U.S. spokesperson Heather Nauert professed surprise.
I will say that Kim Jong-un had said previously that he understands the need and the utility of the United States and the Republic of Korea continuing in its joint exercises. They're exercises that are legal. They're planned well in advance.
Korea Society Senior Director Stephen Norper said patience is now required.
So I think it's important that we not overreact to it. All other signs with the South Koreans have been good. So postponing or other ways not having the meeting on May 16th with the South Koreans may just be a minor setback.
The high-level Korean meeting was to discuss reducing border tensions and possible reunions of families separated by the Korean War. European countries have vowed to keep the 2015 Iran nuclear agreement alive after the U.S. announced earlier this month it was withdrawing from the pact. European diplomats discussed next steps with their Iranian counterpart in Brussels. Federica Mogherini is the EU policy chief.
We recalled our commitment to the continued, full and effective implementation of the Iran nuclear deal that was unanimously endorsed by the UN Security Council Resolution 2231 as a key element of the global nuclear non-proliferation architecture and a significant diplomatic achievement.
Iran's foreign minister, Mohammad Javad Zarif, called the meeting a good start but wants to see guarantees materialize over the next weeks. The U.S. has imposed sanctions on Iran's central bank governor and Iraq-based bank for covertly moving millions for Iran's Revolutionary Guard. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin accused the bank chief of funneling funds on behalf of the Quds Force to enrich and support Hezbollah, a Lebanon-based Shia Muslim movement the U.S. calls a terrorist organization. The new leader of Catalonia Tuesday called for an end of direct rule of the Spanish region by Madrid. Quim Torra told a joint news conference in Berlin with former regional president Carles Puigdemont, who's in self-imposed exile, that direct rule was imposed in October. Puigdemont declared separation from Spain and was sacked by Madrid. The father of American actress Meghan Markle said Tuesday he'll be unable to attend his daughter's wedding to Britain's Prince Harry because of a heart procedure. 73-year-old Thomas Markle was to undergo heart repair and blockage clearance procedure in Mexico. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.